Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, here we go, Dustin. I mean, Jeff Passan is as good as it gets.
Here we go.
Jeff Passan is as good as it gets when it comes to baseball insiders and trades. And he usually breaks most of the Guardians' moves because I think he's got some Cleveland connections. He's from here. Three MLB general managers told ESPN's Jeff Passan this week that they believe the Guardians will trade Shane Bieber before the August 1st trade deadline. Quote, Passan wrote, "Cleveland's done it before. It traded Mike Clevinger at the deadline in 2020 and Trevor Bauer," remember that guy, "in 2019. With Tristan McKenzie's return imminent, Logan Allen and Tanner Bibee looking great, and Gavin Williams arriving soon, the next generation of Cleveland pitching is coming. Everything lines up," Passan writes. "And if Bieber goes, Ahmed Rosario," thank God, "could join him, maybe in the same deal, maybe separately," end quote. There it is. I mean, look, we knew this day would probably be coming, but with the team in contention, still going to win the division, but you'll get more for Shane Bieber, don't you think, Dustin, now at the deadline August 1st than you'd get for him at the end of the season when he'd be a one-year rental, or next trade deadline when he'd only be a half-year rental. You'll get somebody that's really, really good still for 2 months and then all of next year. Your thoughts on this?
So my question is, what is the value of a Shane Bieber? Like, what are we getting? Are we getting a legitimate bat?
Yeah, you're going to have to get a major league ready bat back and a couple of other pretty high-end prospects, I would think. Now, again, here's the thing. Baseball people know Shane Bieber's 28. He is an ace. He is, you know, not a few months removed from a couple of very good playoff starts.
Mm-hmm.
But velocity's been down. He's still got 4 or 5 pitches, which is great. I mean, you don't have to be throwing 100 or even 95 to be a great pitcher. I mean, you can, you know, there's the art of pitching, as they say. But velo's been down the last 2 years. We saw it the other day against Baltimore. He got behind hitters, and they smashed his fastball. So, you know, I think if you ask somebody in Kansas City, the Guardians are or in New York, the Guardians are trading Shane Bieber. Oh my gosh, what would they be thinking? Well, they must get back a 4 or 5 player haul. I don't know. I don't think they would get back a Clevinger type haul because Clevinger was younger and still throwing very hard at the time. But I think it would still be you've got to get a major league bat right here, right now. And I'd have to think of look at the top of my head and be like, all right, who's the type of guy they can get? You know, the Mets would want him. The Mets have kind of a log jam, but would I take like Mark Canna? He's a major league bat, but he's not that good. You know, it would have to be somebody that is a proven guy that you probably put in right field right now and be playing every day instead of the Will Brennan, Gabe Arias, Oscar Gonzalez triumvirate that really hasn't hit all that much this year.
Right.
But again, Dusty, like, you know this. The fans in Cleveland are going to go, wait a minute, are we really doing this? And the answer is, yeah. Is he going to sign here? Are you going to give him $200-300 million? He's on the decline, unfortunately. He's still very good, but he's not the same guy he was 2-3 years ago. So, I don't know. It bums me out, but I can see why they want to do it.
You know, it's interesting with the Guardians that every time we've got a like star type player, they're just trade bait at some point.
So, well, that could change with new ownership.
I hope so. Yeah.
It could change. I mean, Jose Ramirez on the last day of spring training, right before they left for the regular season, decided to give us a hometown discount. But other than that, and that kind of saved the day for a little while. Then the same ownership this offseason spent $100 million on Andrés Giménez, which was cool, and $19 million for this year on Josh Bell. So you went, wow, some spending. Is that David Blitzer and his influence? But yes, you're right. Eventually, this train has got to stop where everybody leaves, except Jose. Lindor left. Manny left. Tomy left. CeCe left. They all, you know, now it would be Bieber. I think you do probably have to make this move because you're trading from a spot of strength, starting pitching. And who knows? Gavin Williams and Cantillo could come up and be like Bobby and Allen, and you all of a sudden are going, man, we're loaded. So I'm not that upset about it.
I'm not either.
216-474-0092 is the phone number. Go ahead.
Sorry, Matt. I'm not that worked up about it either. I also think that just judging by what we're hearing from fans on social media and things like that, like I don't think Shane Bieber will be – like he's a great player, and we love having him here.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be like losing Lindor, right? I don't think. I mean, that was a really tough pill to swallow.
It was. And, you know, as my brother calls him, the redacted ex-shortstop, I mean, he burned a bridge or two on his way out. And I think that, you know, toward the end of his career in Cleveland, I wasn't saying he was half-assing it, but there wasn't the hustle Frankie that we saw. And then, of course, he was like, I didn't like being called Frankie when I was in Cleveland. It's like, dude, this guy went totally Hollywood. Bieber, the issue is, you're right, he only plays once every 5 days. Only pitches, and you know the velocity hasn't been there the last couple of years.
Like if we somehow lost Jose Ramirez like now, which we're not, he's under contract. That would kill this team. Destroy the fan base.
Destroy it.
Right,
and a lot of the fan base is already gone. Whether it was the name change, whether it's the Dolan's cheap crowd, there's plenty of them. You know, this off season, you really look up right now and go, all right. What did they do to build off of last year? They signed Josh Bell, who's been bad. What else? Not much else. Zunino, who's been bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why don't they bring up Bo Naylor? And then you hear the fans go, well, you know, service time, blah, 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 they're cheap. So they still have to put some goodwill toward this fan base. Now, obviously, the Bieber trade to the casual would be, what are they doing? But in reality, they are loaded with starting pitching right now. And Bibee and Allen have been as advertised. Then you throw in McKenzie, Quantrill, Savali, Gavin Williams, Cantillo, who just went from Akron to Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
You got something there. And those guys are all under team control. So, I don't know. It's sad. It would be sad, for sure. And Shane Bieber's still really good. But I can kind of understand why they would do it because he's going to command a lot of money, and are they willing to give it to him?
Well, I mean, that's the question. And how much better can they get if they got rid of Bieber and got themselves a legitimate bat? Like, does that put them in contention to? I mean, obviously, I think we can be a playoff team, Maddie. But
yes.
could we be a contender in the American League?
Depends on who you got back. You know, like I said, I mean, I'm trying to think of, first of all, you're not trading within the division because then you'd have to face them a lot next year. But I'm trying to think off the top of my head, you know, of the contenders that would want him. You know, it's funny. Somebody made a comment the other day. They're like, oh, Tampa Bay could trade for a starting pitcher to really put themselves over the top. And they've got some bats now. And maybe they would trade Yandy Diaz. And you're going, Yandy Diaz was here. He was part of a bad trade, a rare bad trade that this organization made, sending him to Tampa Bay, where now he's tearing it up. But that's the exact kind of bat that you would want. I mean, the Mets, like I said, are, you know, the Dodgers. You could get a package from the Dodgers. The question is, would the Dodgers give you a guy, a young outfielder like James Outman, you know, in a deal for Bieber? Because those are the kind of organizations that spend and would pay for a Bieber who still really good, but not great anymore. He's not. He's really good, but you wonder why there's some starts. We'll ask Zach Meisel about it, where he's only topping out at 91, 92. He's thrown a lot of innings.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't
it? 6 years. You know? Let's take Barry on line one here before we break here on The Fan. What's up, Barry?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
What's up, man?
Good. I totally agree with your comments. You know, it's a delicate situation knowing when a pitcher is about to lose it, but you know, when velocity starts heading south and the ERA starts heading north, it might be time. And we have such a rich, you know, population, for lack of a better word, of young pitchers. Packaging Bieber, maybe Rosario, since he cannot be, you know, not hitting well, certainly can't field, might bring back at least one or two hitters that we desperately need. Why we can't develop hitters in our farm system versus our ability to develop pitchers is beyond me, but you know, that's a discussion for another day.
Yeah, no, it's been disappointing. You know, I mean, even last year we thought, wow, they finally have brought up some young outfielders that can play. Kwan, I think, is still very good. But, you know, Will Brennan was good for a little while, and now he's kind of back down to earth. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's the pitching factory, Dustin. You know?
Yeah, it is.
But why, you're right, why can't they, you know, they drafted Clint Frazier in the first round. He was a bust. They drafted Bradley Zimmer in the first round. I mean, a can't-miss prospect. Five tools. Dude can't hit. You know? So it's like, it's got to be a major league-ready bat. The question is, I think they're going to do it. They do. I think they're going to make this move. And I think you're right. They're going to be in contention August 1st, and everybody, and the casual fans are going to go, what? How could they do this? The Braves would be another team to look at because they're kind of loaded. But I don't think the Braves are giving you somebody like Austin Riley, who's just such a stud. I think it would almost be like a good high-end second-tier bat, because I don't think Bieber's going to bring you what he would have brought you, let's say, 2 years ago. Do you think the fan base would – how pissed do you think everybody would be?
I don't think anybody cares. I mean, okay, that's a little harsh. I don't think that they care the way that they cared about Lindor and some of these other players that we've had. You know? I think that – and honestly, as Barry said, the caller was right. I mean – Bieber's velocity's down, like his ERA is up. Like, it's like kind of a good time to kind of get off the ship, right? Like, it's like having a bet, and you're like, I'll take the cash out option now.
Right. I wonder about Michael Harris of the Braves. I don't know if that could happen. He's 23.
Man, I love that kid.
He's really good. I don't know if Atlanta would do that. But that would be the kind of guy you need, a controllable major league bat right now that you could plug right in and he would be a stud. I would assume they would want a right-handed hitting, probably outfielder. I mean, right now, Jose's at third. He's not going anywhere. You got a zillion shortstops in the system. Either it's going to be Rocchio or Arias or Freeman. Second base, you're done for 7 years with Jimenez. And first base, Naylor's been good. So it would be a right fielder. Would be my, you know, you like Straw's defense and center, and Kwan's not going anywhere. He's your guy, so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.